This is podtech.net. I'm Jason Lopez, and I'm joined on the line from Hillsboro, Oregon, a couple of folks who are going to be at IDF, the Intel Developer Forum in Beijing. And on the line with us is Stacy English and Brian Rhodes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with you, Stacy. IDF in Beijing. I know that the IDF meetings are a premium thing now. I wonder if you could talk about the significance of IDF this year for Intel in China.
Sure. Yeah, and this is actually a really exciting year. Something that is different this year, specifically in China, is that we have really evolved the event in Beijing to be a much more of a global event. So we used to have events in North America, in China, in the springtime, and we actually now put all of our focus into the Beijing event, which has allowed us to bring a much stronger lineup of senior executives, technologists, fellows, and programs to the event. So we've got, you know, all of our senior NCM lineup, Justin Ratner, Pat Gelsinger, Eric Kim, Dottie. So we've got a great lineup of keynoters as well as senior technologists there to interact with the industry audience that will be there at the event.
What are some of the major stories around new technologies that Intel is going to be telling us about?
Well, you know, IDF is this great forum because we typically will talk about a broad array of technologies and usage models. And some of the topics that I think are bubbling up as some of the most interesting that people are looking forward to are really around the ultra-mobile PC platform is a big topic for us this time, as well as 45 nanometer technology and Penryn Terascale technology, as well as probably in the software realm and visual computing, gaming and graphics. You'll be seeing a lot more content, sessions, and demos on those topics than we have seen in the past. That's some of the new stuff that I would say is being discussed.
Intel's been pushing a lot of usage models around media. What's going to be happening around IDF when it comes to blogging?
Well, this is exciting. New news, really. I think, you know, lots of people have been blogging for a while on their own, but what IDF is wanting to do is we are really wanting to extend the conversation outside of the 2 days at IDF. To extend the conversation with the technologists that are there and with the industry audience, giving them a voice to respond to some of the things that Intel is talking about at IDF. So, you know, you'll see with Pat Gelsinger, you know, we're launching this technology at Intel Blog, where both at IDF as well as once IDF is over, we really are encouraging attendees and other people around the world to give us their feedback, to one, blog on their own, but certainly come to our corporate blog and talk to Pat and Joe Schutz and our senior technologists about what they're seeing and hearing at IDF.
And of course, Brian Rhodes, you are Intel's blogging guru. I wonder what role blogging is going to start taking in terms of getting some information out there, because it seems like every company has two things they want to do. One, they want to obviously tell people about their products, and there's a little resistance in the marketplace to hear so many different product messages out there. But then there are real stories around these products that people do want to know about, and it's kind of hard to cut the wheat from the chaff sometimes. But it seems like in this new world of social media, that's kind of what your job is.
Yeah, you know, it's I think Intel is a natural, really, to lead a lot of these technology conversations that are happening out there. And I think it's our first attempt, really, to contribute our voice to a lot of technology conversations out there. You'll see, really, for the first time, you know, the technology at Intel blog that Stacy mentioned, you know, will really be there to narrate events. And like she said, to extend the conversation virtually, you know, not only at the show, but then, you know, continue the discussion online. And I think you'll see, you know, targeted technology topics to various audiences continue to evolve on an Intel.com experience.
Authenticity seems to be such a slippery slope on the internet, especially in such an interactive space. I wonder if you could touch on that.
Sure. I think the strategy here is, you know, this is non-marketing driven content. And you know, as marketers, I'm a web marketer. We're taking a step back, and we're allowing the true subject matter experts a stage, providing them a stage to really, again, for the first time, connect with a global audience, you know, one-on-one. And we built this platform specifically to do that. We you know, by design, we removed the experience away from our traditional web offerings and really wanted to, again, provide that unfiltered personal voice from the technologists and the subject matter experts themselves.
Have you seen enough out there to say that it's more than a brave new world at this point, that you have a pretty good handle on how conversations bubble up and how they follow certain streams of thought and sort of how they conclude?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I think it's more the strategy is to you know, assist those conversations that are going on out there, and to make sure that our blog offering is not a cul-de-sac, that it's, you know, part of the conversation stream out there.
With IDF in Beijing, are there any particular themes or topics that you think could get pretty hot in the blogging world?
The role of the blog, again, is just to really narrate those events and to serve as a central hub to the various activities, the various online activities going on at the show. So I think the blog itself is not a topic, obviously. It's there to aggregate the different topics so that you can provide the first steps toward kind of a virtual IDF experience.
This is Stacey. I do want to just add, I think it will be exciting to circle back around with all of us a month from now and look to see what the bloggers in China, because, you know, this blog is, although global in reach, is in English, and to see what the differences are in the topics and the conversations that come up in the blogs that are potentially in that region versus, you know, the types of conversations that come up on or our corporate blog. And that, I think, would really be, you know, interesting to look at and maybe make a better determination on that.
Is there a Robert Scoble of China, or do you think we'll identify one when we're done with IDF?
I think we should try.
Yeah, I think there are probably several Robert Scobles over there.
That's Brian Rhodes and Stacey English of Intel. Stacey is helping to organize IDF in Beijing. Brian directs Intel's blogging strategy. IDF begins Tuesday, the 17th, in Beijing, China. This is PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez.